With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hopes to sign a peace deal after an upcoming meeting with President Trump, which is tentatively set for May. Bloomberg reporting, citing a South Korea report, Dong A Ilbo, South Korea's national newspaper, spoke to an unidentified senior official from President Moon Jae-in's office who said Kim will likely raise the possibility of a peace treaty. The report said Kim is also likely to voice his desire to establish diplomatic relations with the U.S. and consider nuclear disarmament, according to the report. The regime wants to end a 60-year-old ceasefire between the two sides. A helicopter crash in New York City's East River Sunday killed all five passengers, leaving the pilot as the only survivor. Officials saying the cause of the crash is unknown, as the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration plan to investigate. The chopper's pilot managed to free himself while two people were declared dead at the scene of the crash. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill said at a news conference the three other passengers died overnight at nearby hospitals. The group, which officials said was flying as part of Liberty Helicopter's tour, was on a private Eurocopter AS-350 for a photo shoot when it crashed around 7. And the White House has announced a series of recommendations Sunday night meant to stop school shootings, including a full audit and review of the FBI tip line after warnings about a student who killed 17 at a Florida high school last month were not acted upon. The administration not likely to call for an immediate increasing of minimum age for people buying long guns. And ABC News is reporting that pressure is increasing to force Joy Behar, co-host of The View, to apologize publicly to Christians for calling them mentally ill last month. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.